Vision View Sports Radio, always on the ball.
So we're heading towards the third and final hour of the show, but we're going to talk and switch focuses to football development in this country at the moment. Yesterday, La Liga South Africa and IBA Cup South Africa made a partnership announcement in Sandton, which will change the face of football development in South Africa for the better. And we're happy to have the CEO of IBA South Africa, Michael Bender, tell us more about this partnership. Good morning, Mr. Bender.
Good morning to you.
Thank you so much for coming on. Really do appreciate your time. I was at the announcement yesterday, and I tell you what, I'm quite excited about what La Liga and IBA Cup are attempting, or what you're going to do together. Maybe for those who didn't know or weren't there, tell us about this partnership, how it came about, and what the plans are going forward for La Liga and IBA Cup.
Well, thank you, first of all, for hosting us this morning. So one of the key things is, after about a year and a half of negotiations of backwards and forwards, we realized that it was time to create opportunities for our talent, particularly in football for youth, and we decided that it was imperative that we brought international-based opportunities to South Africa. So IBA Cup is the world's biggest international youth tournament, takes place in Brazil, China, Australia, England, Spain, Portugal, to name a few of the countries. IBA Cup is officially launching its first of its tournaments in South Africa in October, where we will see teams from the rest of the world actually come here and compete against South African talent. La Liga was the most natural partner we could look for in terms of pursuing opportunity to find talent and then get them overseas. So when we met with La Liga, it was the most natural thing. We had the same vision, we had the same principles and the same virtues, and we went, let's partner up in creating opportunity for South African football players, both male and female, particularly young in our youth segment, and get them to be seen and coached by international coaches. And how do we create opportunity for our South African coaches to follow on the legacy opportunity?
Yeah, I mean, let's talk about that development of young talent and what you have or have not seen. I think you spoke brilliantly yesterday at the announcement. So many of us, and you heard one journalist even say he wishes he was 10 years old because this opportunity sounds amazing, and it feels like doors are really opening for local talent in South Africa. What are your, I want to say, plans for this young talent? Because so often the time we see these competitions kick up, these activations, these tournaments come and go, and it doesn't necessarily equal opportunity. So how do you turn tournaments, how do you turn the education which you'll give those I want to use the word, campaigns is not the right word, but the events you put on before the tournaments, how do you turn that into actual opportunity for the young player?
So you've hit the proverbial nerve. And what we've seen in the past is a lot of tournaments come to South Africa or they're staged in South Africa. Kids play, pay a lot of money, tournament finishes, and everybody goes off back into their worlds.
Yeah.
We are saying it's critical that a tournament is purely a catalyst to develop football on various levels. So what is our intention? Our intention is simple. During a tournament, we will have scouts from overseas visiting, from La Liga, and the intention is that they start spotting talent. If talent is qualified enough in terms of their age categories and their development, then this talent will be afforded opportunity to go overseas to La Liga or one of the Portuguese clubs for a 10 to 20 day trial, in the hope that then they will be able to be taken up into these academies. Since 2015, we've been responsible for taking South African players overseas to play in tournaments. Now, you can imagine how much talent gets left behind because of the cost factor. And we never are getting true representation of our talent if we're having to put a child in a plane and fly them overseas to play in a tournament that costs 45,000 rand a child.
Yeah.
It's impossible. So we're trying to reverse the process. We are saying, Europe, we've got the talent. Brazil, we've got the talent. Come here and let's start building a legacy opportunity. In 2 years, what we will achieve, and I don't mean to be arrogant, but we will open up a fully fledged academy in South Africa that becomes a gateway for the best of our talent in the world to either be coached by international coaches and or for our players to go overseas and go spend time in international clubs so that they can come back and represent their country.
Let's talk about some of the issues. I mean, you did kind of highlight the fact that you felt that at a developmental level, South Africa have deteriorated a bit. You spoke about potentially bringing back Wednesday football. I know that many South Africans who grew up watching, you know, Bafana in the early 90s and early 2000s know a lot about Wednesday football and what it did for this country. You also spoke about the fact that at one time we couldn't create a nationwide under 14 tournament because there just weren't enough players to do it. You're clearly someone who's caught a keen eye on terms of local football and at that level. What's your assessment? I mean, in addition to what I've mentioned there, about where we're at and how far do you think we are away from getting the wheels churning again and really being a productive nation in terms of bringing out young talent, nurturing it, growing it, and having it play at the highest level?
It's an exceptional question. There is no doubt that we have seen a slump in football globally. I think South Africa is not too different to many of struggling nations in terms of getting financial support down into development. So one of the key things for me has always been a lack of financial support in the local football. If you look at the local football associations in the Gauteng region, they struggle. They struggle because they're not supported financially. So for them to implement structures for talent identification or clinics or camps, they're reliant on the players to pay for this. So this is naturally problem number one, is when you have this huge gap from a talented player in a township, and I use that word lightly, who can't even afford boots. How does he ever get recognized? How does he become part of a development program? So we lose a ton of players who just don't have opportunity. In actual fact, the initiative of Wednesday's football in schools is the MEC of Gauteng Provincial Government's idea, which I think is absolutely phenomenal. She has stated that we have to bring Wednesday football back. And to your point, it becomes a natural extension of a child's activity when they can go, hey, let's start kicking a ball around. You know, when you look at the Brazil football program and their style of football is similar to ours, where kids just cannot wait to get, whether it's in the street, to get together to kick a football. I've been around this game for so long, and I remember us talking about when we were young kids that if after school we played in the veld and whoever owned the ball was the captain. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I remember those days.
Yeah, you remember those days, and your goalposts were someone's shoe and a shirt. You know, we need to bring that hunger back, that wanton hunger. We know we live in a world where people think there's an easy path to riches and wealth because they see what's going on around them in the world. It's not rappers, it's these incredibly famous footballers who are earning this astronomical money. But, you know, Messi and Ronaldo say it. You can have all the talent in the world. It's worth nothing if you don't work.
Yeah.
And I think we need to instill some virtues back into our youth to understand what it takes to compete. You know, I've always said this, and I said this yesterday. Football and sport has the power to build a better society, because all the virtues of taking part in a sport is what we need to apply when you get older in life. So there is definitely a lack of opportunity for true development in South Africa, and SAFA can do so much only. You know, local football associations can do so much only. There has to be a far wider reaching program that says, if you've got the talent and you think you have a player, get hold of us. We understand we'll never be able to accommodate everybody. But it'll be a small, slow process. And in 2 to 3 years' time, we are hoping to establish a foundation. And the foundation's pure identity is to try and create revenue so that we can support footballers out in the regions.
Yeah, and because I heard you speak yesterday, a lot of what you're saying to me, it feels fresh even still. But I want to maybe get the technicalities before we wrap up this conversation. In terms of how the tournament will be run, the clinics as well prior to the tournament, sure. What La Liga's involvement is per se, maybe some of the dates as well, and some of the questions around what type of teams can be involved, what type of players can be involved in this amazing partnership between La Liga and Eibar Cup. Maybe run us through all of those details.
With pleasure. So Eibar Cup establishes tournaments. We host teams to come and participate in a tournament, in the hope that the South African teams that win the age groups, we will pay for them to go to Brazil to play in the Eibar Cup World Club Cup Championships. La Liga provides us with all the expertise in terms of coaching, clinics, camps for youth and talent identification. Our first La Liga event will be in July, on the 11th of July, for 5 days. We will fly over 3 La Liga UEFA Pro License coaches. We will host a camp for children, players from the ages of under 10 to under 18, over 5 days in Johannesburg. If they go to the website, which is www.laligacampssa.com, all that information is there. The Eibar Cup tournament will take place in October. And what we will do is any team that is a registered entity with one of the local football associations are entitled to enter into the competition, which works as a knockout, almost like Champions League. And hopefully we will then achieve a winner, a South African winner in each age group. We will fly over teams from Europe to come and participate in the tournament, subject obviously to COVID and whatever protocols we need. But for us, the most exciting thing is La Liga has now become our gateway to the technical and the ability to be able to run the highest level methodology, camps, tactical, cognitive training our kids desperately need to understand what it takes to play in Europe.
Absolutely. Mr. Michael Bender, thank you so much for coming on. We really do appreciate your time, and we know that this is it's going to be a phenomenal partnership with Eibar Cup and La Liga Africa, and we just hope that the right talent will be identified, nurtured, and grown, because we know that ultimately this affects at every level of football in this country when we start with the right developmental structures. So thank you very much for your time.
I thank you so much for your support, and yes, you're 100% right. Let's get the development right, and the talent will start shining through.
All right, cheers.
Cheers.
That's Mr. Michael Bender there from Eibar Cup. He's the Eibar Cup South Africa CEO, just telling us about that partnership with La Liga, some of the plans that they have, the clinics they plan on running, and ultimately the competitions, and what they hope that will do for the future of South African football. Honestly, I was there yesterday, and I kept kind of, you know, reminding him and everyone that it's because when he spoke yesterday, when he spoke, and Marcos Pellegrin as well, who's the CEO of La Liga Africa, spoke, you just got the sense that it felt different. That's all. It felt different. It felt like these are individuals who are perfectly positioned to identify where the real need is and ultimately fix and fill that need. So fingers crossed. Hope everything goes great. It's just gone now, 15 minutes till the top of the hour.
This is a grand takeover in sports radio. Vision View Sports Radio.